They were on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah, the beginning. Bogera Sheshasa Yud Beis Chodesh. We've learned this before, that a woman gets Erusin, and we give her a Basula, 12 months to get ready for the wedding. Same thing for the Chosin. And it, after 12 months, if he delays, so he has to start to support her. So the Gemara is going to explain, but it's not talking about a Bogera Sheshasa, but about Geras or Shishasa Yud Beis Chodesh, right? Because only a Basula, if she's a Bogera, she only gets 30 days. The Almana Lamed Yom, and an Almana 30 days. An Almana, we only give 30 days to prepare for the Chasana. Rabbi Lezer Omer Hoyle Ubay Lechayim Mizdon Oseha. Since in both of those cases, the husband, even though there's no Nisuin yet, but the husband's responsible to support her, Yofir. He has a koach to be made for her Nidorim. The Chachom hold until there's an actual Nisuin, he can't be made for her Nidorim. Rashi Abugeres, the Hanara Shishasa Yud Beis Chodesh, right? So it splits it up. It's Nara is Shasa Yud Beis Chodesh, a Basula Nara, or a, what's it called, a Brabugeres, or an Almana is only 30 days. The Almana Shishasa Lamed Yom. Right, from the time that he tells her to that he wants to marry her, and they made the Erusin, so she has 12 months to prepare herself. So too, he prepares also for the wedding. He gives man velo nisu. If the time came and there's a delay, so ocheles mishalo ocheles betruma, right? So then the halacha is that she is supported by him and she can also eat truma. That's the Mishnah Rishona. The Mishnah Achrona said that she can't eat truma until she actually has nisuin. The bogeres nosin lamed yom kalmona, and a bogeres has also only 30 days. So really, this is the Bogeres is a comment after that. Bogeres, this is Shohasa Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay. Omer Rabba, Rabbi Lezer, Umishna Rishona, Omru Dover Echot. The Mishna Rishona and Rabbi Lezer said the same thing. Disnan, Nosin the Basula Yud Beis Chodesh, Lefarnis Atzma, Higia Yud Beis Chodesh, Ocheles Mishalov, Ocheles Mitruma. Okay, that after 12 months, even though there's no Nisuin, since he's Chayiv now to support her, so she eats from him, and she can also eat truma. Aval hayavam, but a yavam, husband died and left his wife to the brother. Eino machil betruma, but a yavam can't feed her truma. Right, has to wait till he actually is machneser. So she falls before a yavam kohen, can't eat truma. If she had 6 months, the husband already had 6 months when he was alive. Then he died, and there's another 6 months in front of the Yavam. She had the whole year except for one day. Or a whole year in front of the Yavam except one day not. Eino cheles betruma. Can't eat truma. Because zum mishnah rishona. That's the mishnah rishona. That a regular woman who the 12 months has passed by is supported by her husband. If her husband's a kohen, she can eat truma. But a yavam, a yavama, never eats truma until the actual nisuit. Until he actually eats machneser. Bezin shalach harayim amru, that was a missionary rishona. And that's what Rabbi Lezer l'chara also holds. Bezin shalach harayim said, ein ha'isho chelos betruma chitkonis l'chuppah. Woman can't eat truma till she'll go into the chuppah. One reason is, the Gemara says, because we're afraid that since she's not in her husband's rishos yet, she's in her father's rishos, and her father's not a kohen, that she'll take truma from her husband and bring it home, and her brothers and her father will end up eating truma. So until she's actually in the rishos of her husband, who's a kohen, she can't eat truma. Omer, even though he's chayef to support her. Omer le Abaya, dil maloi. No, maybe Rabbi Lezer and the Mishnah Rishona don't say the same thing. Ad kan lo kosh ma even Mishnah Rishona el lemecha betruma de rabbanon. Maybe the Torah permits her to eat only, the Rabbanim permitted her to eat only Truma the Rabbanim. Either Truma Bizman Hazeh, which is all the Rabbanim, Rashi says, or Truma in the time of the Mikdash, which was the Oraisa, but there's kinds of Truma that are the Rabbanim, right? So it's only Truma the Rabbanim that they permitted her to eat. Avol Nidorim, the Oraisa, Malo, but the fact that it could be made for her Nidorim in HaTorah, maybe that not, maybe the, what's it called, the Mishnah Rishona wouldn't hold like Rabbi Lezer, that if the 12 months passed by, the husband could be made for her in the daughter. Right? Maybe the, what's it called, the husband can't be made for her daughter. That's a Doraisa they could do. But Kan Lo Shamas Lele Rabbi Lezer, maybe the Rabbi Lezer and the Mishnah Rishona don't say the same thing the opposite way. When did Rabbi Lezer say Elagabi Nidorim? When did Rabbi Lezer say that the husband has a power to be made for her in the daughter? Because here there's a svara, since she's being supported by him, so when she makes the nether, she made it al das baila, so he could be made for. Because as if she said, like, kedas moshe v'yisrael, she made like a tonight. I'm making this nether as long as my husband is happy with it. So even though mi'ikar adin, a husband can't be made for a nether like that, but here the nether was made with that tonight in mind. So therefore he could be made for. But Truma, right, maybe she's not considered like a Nesua that she could eat Truma already. Even Truma the Rabbana, maybe not. And the Dorm is a different thing, because here it depends on her Das. So her Das is it, whoever's supporting her, she makes the nether on his, basically with his approval. Rashi. Mishnah Rishonah, the Perek Afalpi. Hayovaminu Machil, the Shomeris Yovaminu Erisin. Right, if the what's it called, Shomeris Yovam, her husband died from Averson, right? So she never really ate Truma by her original husband. He was also a Kohen. It can't be a Yovam who's a Kohen if his brother wasn't a Kohen. So we could be, but in that case, that's but it's going to be okay. She also shisha chadashim. She also arusa l'rishon v'eschavat chadashim. She was an arusa to the first brother 6 months. And then he died, and then she was 6 months, right, in front of the Yovam. The Hainu Yud Beis Chodesh, and also the Psul, the Farnes of Atzma, Vafilu Osa Kul and Yud Beis Chodesh of Ne'abal. She had 12 months less 1 day, and then her husband died. Okay? Eino Machila Betruma. Until he'll actually be Koneser, the Yovam, he can't feed her Truma. However, what would be if she had a full 12 months in front of the brother, and he died after the 12 months were over? So really she was fit to eat Truma already by the first brother. Now he died. Now Taka, the second brother, can feed her Truma. Ho lukvar chayiv habal mizono seho, ma'achila yovam bitruma. Afalpi shalo hichnisa, tiknusa damya. Here, since she already started eating Truma by the brother, she can continue eating it by the Yavam. Same thing, Rabbi Lezer says, that after the 12 months go by, she also is considered like a Nesua for Hafaras Nadarim. So the same thing, the Mishnah Rishonah says she's considered like a Nesua Lagabi Achilas Truma, and the Rabbi Lezer says she's considered like a Nesua for Nadarim. So the Chara, they said the same thing. Mar says no. That's no right. Could be Rabbi Lezer wouldn't hold the Mishnah Rishona, and the Mishnah Rishona wouldn't hold the Rabbi Lezer. Bezin Shalachareim Omru Eino Isho Cheles Betruma, but the Mishnah Achrona says they made a takana that a woman can't eat Truma until she actually has Nesuit. B'hasam Mefarish Taima Shemi Yimosku L'Kosu V'Sovio Mashkes Achosa. Because maybe the, what's it called, they'll give her, what's it called, Truma, wine of Truma, in her father's house. In other words, they'll send Truma from the husband's house, who's chayiv to support her. And they'll give her Truma wine, and she can drink it, but she can't give it to her brothers and sisters, and she'll end up giving it to her brothers and sisters. Ela b'truma de rabbanan. So where it says, no, maybe the halacha that she's considered like a nesua, the gabi truma is only gabi truma de rabbanan. Bisman hazeh, truma bisman hazeh, which is all the rabbanon, the lo havi alim the rabbanon, inami, but truma the rabbanon could go in otzit sheno naku, something that grew in a flower pot, doesn't have a hole, it's only chayev in truma semaisus mit the rabbanon, uperish in ichnesum mechutz la'aretz, only chayev, and the gemar malacha was in in Eretz Yisrael is only chayiv midrabbanan. So those things, they were makel that she could eat truma already, truma derabbanan. But dini deraisa don't start until the actual nesuit. And hafaras nedarim is a din deraisa. So maybe the Mishnah wouldn't hold that he could be made for her nedarim. Avon nedarim deraisa, hasam ko amri rabbanan deno mefer. The ad kan lo shamas a little belazer elagam nedarim. Maybe just the opposite. Maybe Rabbi Lezer holds he could be made for the nedarim because a woman, when she makes a nether, has in mind the person who's supporting her. But to consider her like a nesua, even for Trumah Rabbanan, maybe not. The Hainu time of the Shinishayev, you offer Mishum the Rab Pinchas, the Hainu the Acha Shinishayev is on a Seha. Since he's Chayev to support her, she makes her Nidorim based on his approval. Of Alagabi Trumah, the Yavam Lomi, the Yavam Lomi Boy, the Trumah the Raisa. Delo achla. Afilu asa yudbeis bifnei abal. El afilu ba'otzit she'enu nakav. The truma derabbanan lo achla. The neighbor of Elazar would hold she doesn't need truma lechlau. Here it's a special din because it's as if she made it tonight. But stam to be considered like a nesua even for din derabbanan. Neighbor of Elazar holds she doesn't have a din of a nesua until she has actual nesuin. So there's no raya that the Mishnah Rishon and Rabbi Elazar would hold of each other. Possible that each one would hold their halacha and not hold the halacha of the other one.